going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe the greatest honor of Baldy's life, joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline's IA Hall of Famer from NFL Network, Brian Baldinger. And Baldy, thank you as always for your time. And the Ravens pick 27, so I'm not going to ask you to tell me who they're going to take. But if you're Eric DaCosta, what are your main priorities? What are you looking at to get out of this draft with?
Well, I mean, I thought, you know, last year getting Rosengarten to nail down that right guard spot, to bring back Stanley. You know, you sign, you know, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, corner seems to be the obvious position right now. You know, they lose Brandon Stevens. He was a starter last year. They've had some injuries in other places. I think Marlon's better in a slot. I mean, if you want to get an elite corner, you usually have to spend a first-round pick to get him. You don't normally find him in the second, third rounds, or even lower. It happens, but not regularly. If you want to get an elite corner, and I think Baltimore could be in a position to do that. You know, that'd be kind of where I would be leaning right now.
There's kind of mixed reviews on this offensive line class, and you know, the top ones will be picked through before the Ravens would even consider it. But, like, this kid Simmons coming off the injury, if you do have Ronnie Stanley on a year-to-year basis moving forward, and you might be able to redshirt him for part of this season, maybe he becomes your swing tackle at some point in time. Maybe he replaces Ronnie. Maybe Rosengarten still does that. But, like, what do you think about that kid, depending on how the board fell for them at 27?
It's so funny, Jason, honestly. I mean, I'm literally watching Josh Simmons right now against Michigan in 2023. And I'm kind of wondering the same thing. I mean, obviously, he comes off a torn patella tendon from a year ago and missed, you know, the rest of the season and rehabbing, all that stuff. But you're back and you watch, and you just look at his size and his movement. You know, I mean, this is 2023. He's not a finished product. But the necessary tangibles, the movement, the feet, the size, it's all there. And it's just a question of, you know, if he's there at 27, do you want to take that pick and start building for the future, knowing Stanley's injury history, what happens after the season? It'd be a typical Raven pick to kind of, you know, plan for the future and kind of solidify that position. But there's a lot to like about Josh Simmons. And he would be – in that, I think if he didn't get hurt, Jason, I think he'd be in that conversation with the top tackles, you know, in this draft right now with Will Campbell and, you know, Membo and, you know, Kelvin Banks, whatever right now. He'd be in that conversation.
Baldy, it seems like recent buzz that Shedeur Sanders is going to fall to the Steelers. What do you think about him in terms of projection at the next level? And if he does fall to Pittsburgh, would you take him if you were Omar Khan?
I think they have to draft a quarterback. I mean, whether you draft him at 21 or later in the draft, you have to draft a quarterback. If there's Mason Rudolph there. I don't know why anybody at this point is – I mean, maybe Aaron Rodgers walks through the door and you feel pretty good about this year, maybe. But, you know, not watching the tape from last year, you wouldn't think that. Maybe 2 years removed from Achilles, he's going to play better. But regardless, you need a quarterback. And, look, you miss on Kenny Pickett, you miss on Kenny Pickett. You got to keep swinging. They haven't replaced Ben Roethlisberger yet. It's been 5 years, and they still haven't replaced him. And so Shedeur, there's a lot of things to like. There's more things for me to like about Shador than the things that people don't like about him. And so at 21, it makes a lot of sense for me.
What do you think of these quarterbacks overall, Baldy? Like, if you look even back to last year, would these quarterbacks be up there with the guys that got taken in the first round a year ago?
I don't think so. I mean, Jaden Daniels was exceptional. Caleb, I think, is going to be a really good player. We don't know about J.J., but I like Michael Penix. I would take Michael Penix over all these guys. His athletic ability, his arm, how he played at Washington for 2 years. You know, the only thing you didn't like about him last year was the injury history. And, you know, when he played last year in Atlanta, he did some really good things. But, you know, to watch Bo Nix elevate his game and develop throughout the season, I mean, if any of these guys develop into what Bo Nix was last year, that would pretty much surprise me.
Before we get you out of here, Baldy, and thank you for squeezing us in, yeah, my brother. What do you think about a Starks or an Emanuari joining this Ravens secondary? I know it's kind of people prefer one to the other based, I guess, how much you care about the size. But what do you think of those two safeties?
Well, I think Starks is, you know, he can really play anywhere. You know, he can really play in the slot. He can be, you know, he could be your nickel. He could play in the deep half. I mean, he's really very versatile. Emanuari is just a freak athlete. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's probably Kyle Hamilton with a great deal more speed.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle's got great instincts, and he can cover, and they use him in a variety of ways. But you'd almost have a clone of Kyle back there, which might be a little unsettling for a lot of teams trying to throw the ball in the red zone with those two giants, you know, maintaining the back end of your defense right now.
Ryan Baldinger, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the draft this weekend.
I look forward to it, guys.
Have a margarita in the marina for me.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, you know, bro. The area, Jason.
I don't drink anymore, but still. Well. I drank a lot there, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
There was a time. There was a time.
Hey, I think what that Mexican place was called we used to go to.
Coming up next here on the program, we look back to the Liars' Lunch. And what was Eric DaCosta saying just a couple weeks back? Actually, a little less than that. As we get ready for the draft tomorrow, any clues out there from EDC? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.